Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 14 to 20. Zephaniah 3, 14 to 20. Sing, daughter Zion, shout aloud, Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all your heart, daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away your punishment. He has turned back your enemy. The Lord, the King of Israel, is with you. Never again will you fear any harm. On that day they will say to Jerusalem, do not fear, Zion. Do not let your hands hang limp. The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing. I will remove from you all who mourn over the loss of your appointed festivals, which is a burden and reproach for you. At that time, I will deal with all who oppressed you. I will rescue the lame. I will gather the exiles. I will give them praise and honor. In every land where they have suffered shame, at that time I will gather you. At that time I will bring you home. I will give you honor and praise among all the peoples of the earth when I restore your fortunes before your very eyes, says the Lord. My theme for reflection is living in the joy of resurrection. Living in the joy of resurrection. There is a running joke that church folks can sometimes sing joy to the world with all the enthusiasm of reading a grocery list. Somehow joy can feel like something we are supposed to have but struggle to feel. Zephaniah 3 breaks into our weary cynicism with a shocking image. God, the Holy One, rejoicing over his people with singing. Imagine that, the God who spoke galaxies into being, humming a melody over you. Now that's joy worth leaning into. After a book full of warnings about judgment and cleansing, Zephaniah's final words explode with joy. The broken city becomes daughter Zion, embraced not as a condemned rebel, but as a cherished child. The prophet commands the people to sing, shout, and exult, not because of what they have done, but because of what God is doing. As Carbath once wrote, the goal of the gospel is not merely that we would be saved, but that we would rejoice in being saved. Zephaniah invites us into that deeper experience, a joy that flows from being caught up in God's delight. The reason for this rejoicing is stunning. God has taken away the judgments against his people. The threats and fears that once loomed large have been silenced by divine love. And God doesn't just forgive from a distance, he draws near. Zephaniah's vision of God as a victorious warrior is not of someone conquering nations by force, but conquering fear, shame, and sin with mercy. This is resurrection life. When all that once separated us from God, sin, guilt, alienation is defeated, and we are brought home. But Zephaniah doesn't stop at telling us about God's joy. He gives us a glimpse into God's heart. God not only saves but also rejoices over us. In a world that measures our worth by our achievements, here is the staggering good news. You are not simply tolerated by God, you are celebrated by him. In the wake of Easter, when we proclaim that death has been swallowed up in victory, Zephaniah reminds us that the end game isn't just survival, it is a festival of joy, sung by none other than God himself. For us today, this is not a naive call to ignore the real pain of life. It is an invitation to trust that no sorrow, no defeat, no shame will have the last word. Our future is secured not by our striving, but by God's singing. His song over us is louder than our fears, stronger than our failures, and more enduring than any shadow that threatens our hope. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where are you still living as though shame or fear has the final word in your life? Number two, how might your life change if you truly believe that God rejoices over you with singing? And now our practical exercise for the day. Find a quiet place today. Close your eyes and for 5 minutes, simply imagine God singing a song of joy over you. Let His delight fill the spaces where fear or shame have lived too long. Father of joy, thank you for the overwhelming truth that you rejoice over us with gladness. Teach us to hear your song above the noise of fear and shame. Help us live each day in the freedom and joy of your resurrection power. Make our hearts sing with yours, and may our lives echo your great love to a world desperate for hope. In the name of the risen Christ we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.